Picture a cockpit where the avionics update themselves overnight, where maintenance alerts get sent to the ground crew before you even shut down the engines, where every display, every system, every piece of data flows through a single integrated architecture that was born in the cloud. That's not a concept video. That's flying right now. I'm Vector, this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar, and today we're doing a deep dive on the Honeywell Anthem flight deck, the most ambitious rethinking of cockpit avionics in a generation, and what it signals for where all of aviation is heading. This segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. If you've earned it, mark it. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, whatever milestone matters to you, they make Aviation Challenge coins that are genuinely beautiful and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. So, let's break this down. What is Anthem, and why should a pilot who flies a Cessna 172 or a Bonanza care about an avionics suite designed for business jets? Here's the short answer, because every cockpit revolution starts at the top of the market and works its way down. Glass cockpits started in airliners and business jets. Now you can get a Dynan or a Garmin panel in a certified piston single for a fraction of what those systems cost 15 years ago. Anthem represents the next wave, and understanding it now tells you where your cockpit is going in 5 to 10 years. Honeywell announced Anthem back in 2020 and started delivering it on the Dassault Falcon 6X, which earned its type certificate in 2025. It's also slated for the Bombardier Global 5500 and Global 6500. And here's the thing that makes Anthem different from every avionics suite that came before it. It was designed from scratch, a clean sheet architecture, as a connected system. Let me explain what that actually means. Traditional avionics, even the good modern ones, are essentially standalone computers that happen to talk to each other through defined data buses. Your flight management system sends data to your displays. Your autopilot talks to your air data computer. Each box is its own world with its own processor, its own software load, its own certification. Updating one system often means recertifying its interaction with three others. It's reliable, it works, but it's fundamentally a 1980s architecture wearing a modern skin. Anthem throws that model out. Instead of discrete boxes, Anthem runs on a distributed computing platform. Think of it less like traditional avionics and more like a modern smartphone operating system. There's a core processing backbone and applications run on top of it. The primary flight display, the navigation display, the engine instruments, the synoptics, they're all software applications running on shared hardware. Now, if you're an engineer, that probably sounds elegant. If you're a pilot, you might be thinking, wait, what happens when that shared hardware fails? Fair question. Honeywell built in what they call dissimilar redundancy. The system runs on multiple independent processing modules, and critically, not all of them use the same chips or the same code. So, a software bug that takes down one processor can't cascade across the whole system. It's a belt, suspenders, and a backup belt approach to redundancy. The data tells an interesting story about what this architecture enables, because everything runs on a common platform. Honeywell can push updates to individual applications without touching the others. In a traditional cockpit, if you want to update your FMS software, that's a shop visit. A technician loads the update. The airplane might be down for a day. With Anthem, updates can be delivered over the air. The airplane connects to Honeywell's cloud infrastructure, downloads the update, verifies it, and installs it. The crew shows up the next morning and the system has new features. Think about that for a second. Your phone gets software updates constantly. Your car's infotainment system gets over-the-air updates, but your airplane's avionics? Those have traditionally been frozen in time from the day they were installed, unless you schedule downtime and pay a shop to update them. Anthem breaks that pattern. But here's what most people miss about the cloud connectivity piece. It's not just about pushing software down to the airplane. It's about pushing data up from the airplane. Anthem continuously monitors system health. Sensor readings, component performance, anomalies in data patterns. That information streams to Honeywell's ground infrastructure in real time. Their analytics engines can identify trends that suggest a component is degrading before it fails. So instead of discovering a problem during a pre-flight check or worse, in flight, the maintenance team gets an alert. Parts can be pre-positioned. Downtime gets planned instead of unplanned. Honeywell calls this predictive maintenance, and while the concept isn't new, building it into the avionics architecture from day one is for operators. This is a big deal. Unscheduled maintenance is the enemy of dispatch reliability. Every hour an airplane sits in a hangar is an hour it's not generating revenue. If Anthem can shift even a fraction of unscheduled maintenance events into scheduled ones, the return on investment writes itself. Now, let's talk about the pilot experience, because that's where this gets tangible. The displays are massive. We're talking high-definition screens that can be configured and reconfigured by the pilot. You can drag and drop windows, you can resize panels, you can pull up a weather overlay on one side and a systems synoptic on the other. If you've used a modern tablet, the interaction model will feel familiar. Touchscreen input, intuitive gestures, the kind of interface that doesn't require you to memorize button sequences from a 500-page manual. Honeywell also built in what they call a runway overrun awareness and alerting system, or let's just call it the overrun protection system. It uses real-time data about the aircraft's energy state, the runway length, the surface conditions, and it gives the crew alerts if the landing is trending toward a runway excursion. Runway overruns remain one of the more persistent accident categories in business aviation, and having the avionics actively monitoring that risk envelope is meaningful. There's also an enhanced ground proximity warning system that's tightly integrated with the synthetic vision. The synthetic vision on Anthem is genuinely impressive. High-resolution terrain rendering, obstacle databases, traffic overlays, all presented in a way that gives the pilot a god's-eye view of the environment, even in instrument conditions. Synthetic vision has been around for a while, but the fidelity and integration level in Anthem sets a new bar. Now, let me be honest about the limitations, because no technology review from me is complete without the caveats. First, availability. Right now, Anthem is on exactly two aircraft types, the Falcon 6X and the forthcoming Bombardier Globals. This is not something you can retrofit into your King Air or your Citation. It's purpose-built for new production, large cabin business jets. The trickle down to smaller aircraft is real, but it's measured in years, not months. Second, the cloud connectivity, for all its promise, introduces questions that aviation hasn't fully answered. Cybersecurity is the obvious one. When your avionics are connected to the internet, even through secured channels, the attack surface expands. Honeywell has been emphatic about their security architecture, multiple layers of encryption, isolated networks for safety-critical versus non-critical functions, rigorous penetration testing. And to be clear, the safety-critical flight systems are not directly exposed to the internet. The connectivity runs through a separate partition. But this is new territory for aviation certification, and the regulatory frameworks are still catching up. Third, there's the question of data ownership. When your airplane is streaming performance data to Honeywell's cloud, who owns that data? What can Honeywell do with it? Can they share it with regulators? With insurers? These aren't hypothetical questions. They're active discussions in the industry, and the answers aren't fully settled. Fourth, and this is the engineer and me talking, any clean sheet system carries early adopter risk. The architecture is elegant on paper, but real-world operations have a way of finding edge cases that testing missed. The Falcon 6X operators are essentially the pathfinders here. Honeywell's track record in avionics is strong, but Anthem is genuinely new in ways that their previous Primus Epic and Primus Apex systems were not. Let's zoom out and talk about what Anthem means for the broader avionics industry, because this is where it gets really interesting for all of us. Garmin dominates general aviation avionics. Collins Aerospace, which is part of RTX, dominates the airline cockpit. Honeywell has always been strong in business aviation, but Anthem is a statement of intent that goes beyond market share. It's a philosophical argument about what avionics should be in the 21st century. Connected, updatable, software-defined. And if that philosophy wins, it changes the economics of avionics ownership at every level. Imagine a world where your panel-mount GPS navigator gets new approach procedures overnight instead of requiring a database subscription card swap. Where your autopilot gains new capabilities through software updates instead of hardware replacements. Where your engine monitor notices a trend toward a cylinder problem and texts your mechanic. That's the Anthem vision applied to general aviation. Garmin is already moving in this direction, by the way. Their Garmin Pilot app ecosystem, their flight data logging through FlyGarmin, their database concierge for wireless database updates. These are steps on the same path. But Anthem goes further by making connectivity foundational rather than supplemental. Collins is taking a similar approach with their Paragon flight deck, which is going into the Cessna Citation Ascend. Paragon shares some of Anthem's DNA in terms of touchscreen interfaces and connected capabilities. So we're seeing the whole industry recognize that the standalone avionics box is a concept with a shelf life. The competitive pressure this creates is actually great for pilots and operators. When Honeywell pushes the boundary, Garmin and Collins respond. When Collins innovates, the others follow. That cycle drives costs down and capabilities up across the entire market. Here's my take on where this lands. Anthem is the first avionics suite that feels like it was designed by people who use modern technology in every other part of their lives and asked, why doesn't our cockpit work this way? The answer historically has been certification complexity and safety conservatism, and those are good reasons. Aviation should be conservative about safety, but Anthem shows you can be both connected and safe, both updatable and certified. Both modern and reliable. The engineering work to get there is substantial, but the proof of concept is flying today. For those of us in piston singles and light twins, the direct impact is years away. But the indirect impact is already here. Every avionics manufacturer is now building toward a connected, software-defined future because Anthem proved it could be certified. The next generation of Garmin panels, the next evolution of Dynon's certified line, the next thing Avidyne builds, they'll all carry fingerprints of this architectural shift. This one was built from research across Honeywell's technical documentation, Aviation Week's coverage of the Falcon 6X certification, and some excellent analysis from the Aviation International News team on the business aviation avionics landscape. You can find links and more at radiohangar.com. I'm Vector. The cockpit of the future is already flying. The rest of us are just waiting for it to come down in price. Clear Direct. See you next time.